The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3298. Over the next couple of episodes, we're going to look at a couple of episodes of Rebels and try to answer the question of whether Sabine Wren is Force sensitive based on the revelations from the Ahsoka trailer about her being an apprentice of Ahsoka Tano. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're going to address the question of whether Sabine is Force-sensitive by looking at a couple of episodes of Star Wars Rebels. In particular, today we're going to talk about Trials of the Darksaber, which is episode 15 from season 3 of Rebels. This is the episode where Kanan Jarrus reveals to Fenn Rau, who used to lead the Mandalorian Protectors, that Sabine found the Darksaber, and they have a discussion about whether she could lead Mandalorians if she learned to wield the Darksaber, which they basically kind of talk her into. She doesn't want to try and do this because she's considered a traitor by her Mandalorian compatriots for stuff that she did, which is a whole other conversation. But for our purposes, we need to talk about the training that Kanan brings her out into the wilds of Adalon for to help her learn to use the Darksaber effectively. Initially, he has her working with training sticks and then foists the training off to Ezra to learn various lightsaber forms and whatnot. And Kanan has a conversation with Hera via hologram about how things are going, which is not great during the course of it. And Hera says, oh, you're using the training sticks? Like, you didn't use training sticks with Ezra. Are you doing this because Sabine doesn't have the Force? And Kanan's reply is that the Force runs through all living things. So he kind of dodges that question a little bit, but does say that he's concerned that if you use a lightsaber improperly or you're just not ready to do it, that you're going to possibly hurt yourself, and grievously. Of course, the Darksaber is nothing like the training lightsabers that the Padawans and the younglings got to work with back in the old days, so yeah, there is definitely a risk there. So when he finally gives the Darksaber to Sabine to practice with and to fight against Kanan with his own lightsaber, he tells her a couple of very interesting things that kind of bear on the conversation. One of the things he says is that energy is constantly flowing through the kyber crystal in the Darksaber, and he instructs Sabine to consider that she's not fighting with a blade so much as she is directing a current of energy. And then he tells her that her thoughts and actions become energy and that they will flow through the crystal also and become part of the blade. And this is also part of the conversation where initially Sabine says, oh, when she lights it up, the blade's heavier than she thought it would be. And over the course of her work with it, it becomes lighter. At that point, Kanan says that she's connecting with the blade and that it's becoming a part of her, but he also says that she can't rely just on the blade, that she has to use all of her skills together, which includes the tools and the Mandalorian vambraces that Fenn Rau gifts her in this episode as well. Then at one point, as Kanan is just finding it too easy to fight her, he decides to go the tough love route and says, you know, you're only fighting against yourself, you should quit. And she's like, never, you know, because he's appealing to her stubbornness, basically. And she gets to a point where she is absolutely dominating Kanan in the battle and, you know, releasing the demons of what happened with her family, the fact that she designed weapons for the Empire that were eventually used against her own people, and she spoke out about it and her family turned against her. In other words, or the TLDR of all that, is that she masters the blade by coming to terms with her past, at least on a first level. And it also kind of brings to mind, naturally, what we saw in the episodes of The Mandalorian, where Din Djarin is struggling with wielding the Darksaber, whereas Bo-Katan has no problem whipping that thing around. In the end, this episode does not rule out the possibility that Sabine has some Force-sensitive ability, and of course, it's entirely possible she had this when she was younger, but she was never trained in it, and therefore the ability faded away, as Ahsoka talked about happening with Grogu potentially if they didn't work on his skills. But we'll dig a little bit more into it tomorrow when we talk about Legacy of Mandalore, and then when we sum it up on the following day. But for now, that's what I've got to share with you about Trials of the Darksaber, which is episode 15 from season 3 of Rebels, and how it reflects on whether Sabine has any Force abilities, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. May the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.